Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Caitlin here in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat-out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Last week, cash-fed cattle prices averaged $140 in the country. That was the second highest in history behind 2014, and that was a historic time for sure. In fact, we had 141 for the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, reported by TCFA this last week. It's been a very long time coming, and cattle feeders are rejoicing. The cash market accelerated the second week of November and has gained a little over $10 a hundredweight in that time. What's going to happen going forward? Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Market Information Center with us today, and she says, it's hard to say. You can only look at history.
I could tell you what normally happens, but I don't know if this is going to be a normal sort of situation. Usually you don't see December hit such a high point, and usually you would see, you know, the April quarter take out anything that had happened in that fourth quarter. We'll have to see how December averages out. I mean, if you think about where cash cattle have been, you get October averaging about 124, I believe. And if you see December hit more like, I don't even want to wager a guess, but something in the 130s, that's a huge spread for this quarter and very atypical. And so that makes you wonder, what does that pattern look like moving through the first half of the year? Normally, you would see a fairly strong first half of the year. Probably we were expecting the peak price to still happen in the second quarter, normal declines in the June and in that summer quarter before coming back up in that December quarter. So that's what normally happens. I no longer want to guess, I guess, if April is going to be higher than this fourth quarter of 2021. We've seen a ton of strength in this cash cattle market. And on the box beef side, that has held up surprisingly well. I mean, we've really seen that stabilize on the choice side, bounce around a couple of dollars, I guess, last week, but not seeing maybe the $2, $3, $5 swings day to day that we were seeing earlier this year. And I think what cash cattle is really going to depend on is how this packer margin behaves. It seems like we're moving back to, from a margin perspective, a more similar to historical level in that it's getting a little compressed by that cash cattle side, but it's not necessarily small. It's just shrinking from that large, large level that it was before. But that's going to be what we're watching and probably going to help determine what they can pay for cattle moving forward.
Caitlin McCulloch with the LMIC. Let's switch gears with Caitlin and talk just for a few moments, if we might, about where we are on feed supplies, especially hay, as we come into the winter months of 2021-2022.
So hay is always very regional, but the pretty blanket statement is that the West in general has very tight hay supplies, and that some other regions, northern, southern plains, may have some pockets where things are still pretty tight. The problem is going to be, this is going to be the third year, right, that you're going to see a year-over-year decline in probably December stocks and May 1 stocks, which is going to allow for hay prices to stay very high through most of, for at least the start of the growing season of next year. Now, depending on how tight they are, maybe you get a little bit of buffer when you take off first cutting or second cutting. Maybe it's a little bit later. I mean, you are going to be probably looking at historically low stocks in a lot of states. I mean, the open weather will allow for, if you don't have any pasture, it doesn't really help you, right? You'll need to supplemental feed if that pasture has been overgrazed because there just hasn't been enough moisture to keep those pastures healthy. And so for a lot of these areas, you have been supplemental feeding for the better part of 2 years, and that probably is going to have to continue through winter this year. Now, we've already seen liquidation in a lot of states, and it does not appear to be slowing down. So about a month or so ago, we were thinking maybe this fourth quarter might show beef cow slaughter below a year ago. That hasn't seemed like it's happened. So we've seen greater numbers of cows than even we saw last year. And the last 2 years have seen very high fourth quarters. And so from a breeding herd perspective, we're probably looking at down probably more than 2% right now on January 1. And that's really going to contract cattle supplies moving forward for the next several years. But that's also going to help support your prices.
Yep, that's very true. Caitlin McCulloch with the LMIC.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.